Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's Sauce. And today I have Kat Jackson and her daughter, Zay, on the episode. It is a delightful episode about play. And today's question is, how does play play a role in your life? See what I did there. Are you playful? Are you curious? Are you free-spirited? Are you full of wonder and delight? These are things that we could so easily lose in our serious adulting that we're trying to do with all our bills and our jobs and everything. But as we think about the quality of life, what is the quality of your life? And how could your young self maybe inform your current self when it comes to beauty and play and just the way that you experience your life? All these days, they go by so fast. And have we stopped to be playful? And do we have balance? I thought Kat would be a perfect person to speak on this subject because she and I have spoken about this together on various occasions for different reasons. And she is such a deep soul as well as an artist. And she's funny and she's delightful and she's charming and she values grief. She is such a multifaceted person. And if you're just meeting Kat, she is a beloved co-host on this podcast. She is a proud single mom. She's an artist and has worked in fashion, carrying hats such as production manager, styling assistant, and buyer. She creates art through graphics, video editing, and multimedia design. She has created and nourished communities on Instagram and YouTube through her art and her video and her authentic expression about life and love and what matters. And in her honesty, she has welcomed so many people into her space and continually touches the lives of everyone she comes into contact with. She is also a nurse. She has taken on many roles ranging from hematology, oncology, to elementary school nurse, and so many other different positions in the nursing field. Her mission is to break generational trauma and to embrace emotions and our differences. Kat is one of the people whom I hold so dear, and we've had a chance to work with each other in various capacities, and we often find ourselves on a Zoom call together. And so there have been many occasions that her daughter, Zay, has come in to say hi. She came through, and she has asked us many times if she could be on the podcast. And so how can you turn down an offer like that? And so we have been trying to find a way where we could be protective and also have her share things that would be so close to her heart. And when we thought about the concept of play, we just thought she would be the expert. So in our conversation today, what we talk about is the importance of play, and we explore what that looks like through Zay's eyes and also contemplate then what that might mean for us. And as you listen, I think you'll notice her openness and her delight and her intrigue and her desire to share. And I know that while I was with her, I felt the cells in my body opening up and remembering what play and delight and creativity was like in its purest form. So our conversation starts with the three of us, and then Kat and I will go into a little debrief after that. But I hope you enjoy this episode on play as much as we enjoyed having it. I think you'll get a kick out of many of the little things that happened. Hey, everyone. I'm here with Kat Jackson.
Hi, everybody.
And one of the coolest people that I know, her daughter, Zay.
Hi.
Today, we're talking about the importance of play. So I brought in a couple experts on it. And this is a topic that Kat and I have talked about at different times in our friendship, and how easy it is sometimes to lose sight of the curiosity and the exploration and the joy of play when we're so busy in our serious lives, and how sometimes we can lose balance and other things. We're going to start with the person who will probably bring us the most important information, and that's going to be Zay. And Kat, I'm going to have you ask Zay some questions about play, and I'll sort of pipe in here and there, okay?
Sure, sounds good. Are you ready, Zay?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite toy or game to play with nowadays that you're 9, almost 10?
I like my dinosaur lamp.
Oh, you have a dinosaur lamp. And what is it about your dinosaur lamp that you like to do or like to play with?
I like it how it rotates its head and just lights up the room.
Okay, so Zay has this lamp that we got, and where you
Miniso.
At Miniso.
Oh, and, what is Miniso, just for people who might not know?
It's like...
It's a cute store where a bunch of creative things are made.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much... Is it like Daiso, would you say?
Yeah, it's like Daiso, but
a Japanese store.
But more on like fun, quirky stuff. Not so like, I think Daiso has like actual like home goods or things that right. you can use
serious
at
stuff.
Home. Yeah, I think Miniso is a bit more like playful, arts and crafts, like teddy bears and things like that.
So, how does that dino lamp make you feel when you see it?
It makes me feel like this full of light.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, what did you just turn on?
The dino lamp.
The light.
Oh, is that the dino lamp?
Yeah, let me turn off my background.
Okay.
Or right here.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Zay, can I ask you, when you're not having a good day, is there a certain toy or is there a certain game that you like to play to help you feel better?
My penguin stuffed animal.
What is it about the penguin stuffed animal that helps you?
Its cuteness is overload.
Its cuteness is overload? And does that bring a smile to your face?
Uh-huh.
Do you think when you're older, maybe like when your mom's age, you're still going to have toys or games that you're going to enjoy playing with?
Yeah.
What do you think you'll like? Just for fun, to just think about the future.
Oh, if I'm thinking about the future, if Mama Rennie, my grandma, didn't want the house anymore, I would have different sections of her house, different aesthetics.
So my grandma always tells, or my Zay's grandma, my mom always tells her she's going to give her the house when she's older. And they has told us that she wants to create a different aesthetic in every room.
That's so creative. Oh, like that? That, did you design that? Is this your room? This is your room, Zay, right?
Uh-huh.
Could you explain to the people, since we don't have video, could you explain what your room looks like?
My room looks like a jungle right now, but when it's clean, it looks like indie core.
You are so awesome. That's so cool. What is that for people who don't know?
Yeah, what's indie core, Zay, in your definition?
In my definition, it means creative and rainbow.
Creative and rainbows. So she likes a lot of colorful things. She likes strawberries a lot. I see that a lot in her room. What else do you like, Zay? Oh, she likes mushrooms and a lot of stuffed animals. Sanrio.
Things. Oh, I wish we had video so much. Zay just popped up. Oh, that's so cute. I wish you all could see the way she's bringing it into frame and then making it disappear. So good. Zay, you've said creative a few times. What's important to you about creativity?
Letting your true desire.
Oh, do you think adults do that as much as kids?
Sometimes. I see a lot of it, but mostly not a lot.
Yeah. You see it like maybe in some of the artists and things. Do you think that it's easy for adults to get too serious once in a while? I'm leading that question. Do you think adults sometimes are very serious?
Especially when it comes to mom.
Oh.
Yeah, this is true.
I guess sometimes we
say has told me. Yeah.
sometimes we have to be serious, I guess, or we won't. That was cute. Go ahead, Kat.
Zay, what's something that you want to tell adults? Just like all those times you tell me certain things. What's something you want to tell adults?
The saying that, oh, I'm your parent. There should be a better excuse to tell your children.
There should be a better excuse. What do you think is a much nicer way to tell a child something?
Like, not just I'm your parent. It should be like somewhere like telling them what, like, told them something positive, then tell them what you need to work on, and then something another positive. I call it the positive sandwich.
Ooh, I like that positive sandwich. Can you give me an example of it?
Okay, so the bread, and then this is the positive thing, and then here's the cheese, what means you gotta work on, and then here's the bread again, and then another positive thing they did too.
Oh, I love that idea. And that's a really cool picture too that you just drew. Zay's dropping the wisdom, huh?
A positive sandwich.
I love that. Like to dance?
I do love to dance, and I love to dance with Zay. We have dance parties in her room at night, late at night.
Do you want to give the secret dance party?
Yeah, sure. It's already till that.
What's it like?
It's like it's like where you could dance and nobody could stop you.
Yes, I want to dance like that. I also sometimes have dance parties just by myself in my room.
I have my own dance party right now.
Right now? Yes. You have good moves?
Yeah, I have lots of good moves.
And I was also going to ask you, what's your cutest toy?
It has to be this boba squishy.
Oh, that's so cute. Do the boba. Okay, if someone hasn't ever had boba, can you explain what that is?
I think it's a Japanese food with sweets and a type of drink of juice that makes you hyper.
So say, you know, every time I see you when your mom's on Zoom, I get so excited. I'm sure you've noticed how happy I am whenever I get to see you. And we've been talking about you coming on the podcast for a while now. I think, when do you think was the first time you were asking us about it?
I think that was last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year too. You're the best. Thank you so much.
I know I'm the best. Subscribe to Chill Fairy.
Oh, what's that? Is that your channel?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it.
There's a lot of edits in there I've made.
So Zay likes to make a lot of video edits. Some of them that I've seen, she'll edit like Peppa Pig, and which is like a kid's show, or a lot of her and her friends play a game called Roblox.
Yeah.
And she'll edit little videos of that. And she makes them very silly. And she puts music and practices all her editing.
Amazing. Definitely check that out. I know I'm going to. And a giant thank you to Zay. And Kat and I will be back in just a minute. We just let Zay go because she finished recording her part, and I'm here with Kat to fill you in a little bit. Kat, I have loved seeing you and Zay together, and you have such a beautiful, special relationship, and Zay is so expressive and so adjusted and balanced. and so sure of herself. And I really admire the ways that you are with each other and how you parent and the family that you have together. And I thought maybe you could share a little bit more about your relationship with Zay and what you mean to each other and what you learn from one another.
Yeah, thank you, Sauce, for all those kind words. Zay has been the person I've been with the most for the past 9, almost 10 years of life. So there is a lot that we share, and there's a lot that she teaches me along the way. And it's been really cool to see her change and evolve and grow as time goes on. The topics she and I talk about have changed over time, the things that we do. In the beginning, a lot of it was definitely influenced by me, the things that I liked, the things I wanted to do, the things I wanted to play with. But as she got older, she's kind of running her own show now, and she's the main character, and I'm a supporting character in it, is how I like to look at it. But yeah, I can't wait to see her grow. I just love watching her grow up. It's really tough, but at the same time, I love every moment of it.
When Zay talks about play, and I know, you know, when you're just turning 10, there's a good amount of play that's still available. And at the same time, there's also some serious schoolwork that's happening simultaneously. I have seen the beautiful experiences that you have created together and the ways that you have ventured into the world, whether that's out into the world of possibility or also just the world of make-believe and imagination. So what is it about those kinds of playful experiences that are important for you?
I think just having them in general is what's most important for me. I felt very, what's the word, limited, or I felt very sheltered growing up at certain times. You know, even just decorating my room when I was younger, my parents wouldn't want tape on the walls because it might ruin the paint, or they didn't necessarily want me to like paint my walls. It was always me kind of going behind their back and then finally eventually giving up, you know. At one point, I decided to just have a chalkboard wall, maybe in my late teens, so that I can just draw or write notes to myself or whatever I needed to do. And it was easy because after a while, if I got over it, I would just erase it or wipe it down.
Yeah.
So that one little hack that I created for myself. And I guess that's why I'm so adamant about her being able to express herself freely, whether it's just in decorating her little postcards that she has on her wall and the paintings that she creates, like she can hang them up or tape them up as she likes. I think that's why it's important for me that she is able to express herself in that way, because I had a difficult time doing that growing up.
It shows. Like, I wish we had video. Wasn't it so cute during the recording?
She was just, I was like, oh my God, focus. But you could tell she was grabbing everything.
She was bringing every plaything, everything. Yeah. That was cool. She was showing it in frame. And then she was making it disappear, and she was like putting it back up, and she's making it disappear. It was so awesome. Just that kind of free spirit and the groundedness that she has to just be herself, you know?
Yeah.
You're an amazing mom, Kat. Oh,
thank you.
So next week, what we're going to do is come back, and we're going to have a discussion about play. And a little bit of a deeper sense, how we can lose it and what happens when we kind of experience that void in our spirit and how important it is to foster these kinds of things. And so until then, where can people find you?
Oh, I am on Instagram at cutiesexylonely, as well as YouTube, cutiesexylonely, and just here living all around.
Yeah. Just storm the streets of Southern California and really hope to run into
in the rain right now.
Okay, and you can find me on Instagram at Lori Sasse or my website, lorisasse.com. That's LORISASE. if you want to sign up for my newsletter or find out about coaching. And we will be back very soon. We might even say, like, to offer yourself the question, am I playful? Am I curious? What is my experience of play like these days?
Yes.
And we hope you have a great week.
Have a good one. Thank you.